Alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back. Episode 17 of Zero Carb Journal. So, 17 weeks of sharing with you guys my progress here as we go. It's been so great for me, you guys. Thank you so much for all your support and comments. I'm sure enjoying it. I can't tell you how valuable it's been for me. I keep reflecting on it as I go through the week just how, well, thankful I am for this venue and this ability to share with all of you people and to get your feedback and to hear your input and know that I'm not alone and that I'm on the right track and that I'm helping some of you folks find your path and that we're all in this together, I guess, as it were. I know it sounds corny, but I got to tell you, it feels great, you guys. I mean, a year ago when I was just starting this, I just felt so alone and I really couldn't find, you know, information that that I could relate to. I mean, a little bit, but not much. And so it's just really valuable for me, you guys. And I can't even tell you, sharing has been probably one of the biggest, most profound, has had one of the most profound impacts on my life. I don't know how to say it. Just being open and telling my story has just been great for me. So thank you very much, everybody. I really appreciate it. All the new subscribers, welcome. And I sure appreciate you guys being here. So this is great, you guys. Thank you. So it's Saturday morning. It's about 8 o'clock, a little after. And I've been up for a few hours. And I am tired, you guys. I have been pushing so hard at the boat shop. And it has been wonderful. It's been really good for me. And I'm continuing to be just blown away by my capacity for work. I'll just touch on that as we get started here. You know, I'm still going in there. I'm getting in there at 6 after my workout. I'm doing 10 hours really without a break. I don't take a lunch. I'm out of there at 4, usually sometimes a little after. And that whole time I am literally laying and crawling and crouching and under and over there. And I mean, it's very physical. It's mostly kind of sitting sort of still, but, you know, a lot of bending and, like I said, moving around and arms and stuff like that. And used to 3 years ago when I was so ill prior to really knowing that I was, you know, had some sort of autoimmune or whatever it is that my condition is, you know, I would go in there and I would work for 6 or 8 hours and I would be just devastated. My joints would be so sore. I would come home and not be able to use my tools and joints would be red and swollen and compounding over the week. And that is just completely absent this time around. So I'm so thankful. You know, I stay in there, I go all day, I go 10 hours and I'm stoked the whole time. I'm feeling good. I have a great attitude. I'm joking around with the boys. And even when I'm tired, I just, I'm able to keep going without joint pain and without my guts dragging me off to the bathroom every half an hour like they used to or whatever. So I'm just so thankful, you guys. I was just talking to some of the fellas in the shop. Work with a lot of young people. You know, they're 25, 27, 21. And it's been really great for me to have that social interaction, which I don't always have. And also to, you know, get to interact with those folks and share my story a little bit with them. And you know, I'm finding I was relating to some of them how I was feeling when I was there 3 years ago, and some of them were there, and I'm saying, remember that when my hands were hurting and I was asking you guys about yours? And yeah, so it's just really great to reflect on that and to be so aware of my how much better I am now. So that's been just wonderful. And so I am really putting in the time. I'm sacrificing. Now, this isn't a sustainable schedule for me. I mean, it is. I feel fine. I'm doing it okay. But, you know, I am digging in hard right now to try and achieve some goals that I've set for myself. And, you know, I've had this goal of you know, getting myself financially in the clear and all that. And this is an opportunity for me to do that. So I am going to continue to push really hard until these jobs are done and this opportunity is no longer available to me. Now, it's probably only going to be another month or two, maybe. It looks like it's hard to say for sure. But, you know, I'd like to apologize to some of you. I know some of you have been sending me messages, and I really miss hanging out online with my friend carnivore friends, and you know, having time to follow all the latest and you know, interact with all of you as much as I'd like to. But you know, I'm up, like I said, at 4 and doing my workout, and I spend about 10 minutes or so, you know, just kind of checking my messages and replying to you, and then I'm gone. And I get home these days at about 5, and I feed the dogs, and I do the firewood, and I clean a little bit, and I get myself lined out for the next day, and I cook my dinner and eat. And that takes a long time actually these days, because as you guys know, I'm doing a one meal a day, not by choice. It's just my natural schedule has sort of fallen into that with this work gig. And so, you know, I actually don't even get on Twitter or any of the social things in the evening. I'm just burnt, and I'm usually in bed by 8 o'clock, so I really haven't been online at all. And I just wanted to let you know if you've been sending me messages or, you know, hoping for more interaction. I hope to have more interaction with you guys, and I will in the future, I promise. But for the time being, I am spread pretty thin, and I'm not making excuses. I'm just letting you know my schedule. So if you're wondering where I disappear to during the week, yeah, I'm just really not spending much time online these days. So I've got actually, you know, I come home from work. I forgot. I come home from work at 5, and I've been so blessed, you guys. I'm so grateful. My stoves are doing really great. I'm selling plans on a fairly regular basis, but I'm definitely getting a lot of interest. And so I come home every day, get home about 5, and I forgot. It seems like it takes me almost an hour every afternoon to get through my emails, answering all my reply or questions and things like that. So that's part of it. I have stuff to do online that, you know, and other emails for boat work and all those things. I just have stuff to do online that when I get home from work, I wrap that up. And then usually, like I said, get right to my chores and lining myself out for the following day. And yeah, so I don't have a lot of time to hang out with my carnivore friends, and I apologize for that, but I will get back to it. So yeah, so it's Saturday morning. It's been a really rainy morning. It was beautiful yesterday. We started this week. It was 33 when I was waking up, and I was cold in those boats, let me tell you. But we ended the week here with mornings of, boy, it's like 48 out there right now, so almost 50. So a big jump up this week in temperature, finally coming into spring. And yesterday was gorgeous, about 60 degrees. That was a wonderful day. And then this morning, hard rain. And so now, of course, when I'm filming, I get the sun as always just to brighten things up, which is lovely. So yeah, my week was wonderful, you guys. From a zero carb perspective, I am continuing to verify that it seems like the simplest diet is the best for me. I've gone back to nothing but beef. And that's been 2 weeks now, I think. I think last week I was there too after experimenting with eggs, and I had some fish, you know, a few weeks ago as well. And I'm back to just beef. And as of the last few days, most of this week, I'm back to actually firm stools, which is rare for me. And regular once a day and no discomfort and all that, which the eggs seem to have brought those symptoms back. You know, as I told you about last week, 2 weeks ago, when I was eating a lot of eggs, so having loose stools and urgency and having to start to go to use the restroom multiple times during the day. And so dropping the eggs and giving that a little bit of time to clear up, and now I'm back to the good health I was feeling when I was just eating beef back around the first of the year. So I don't think fish is a problem for me, but I was compounding that with eggs. It seemed like every time I would start adding things, eggs were one of the first ones. And so I'll be eating more fish in the coming weeks, I'm sure, and I'll keep you posted on that. But it sure seems like beef is just what makes me feel best. Beef and lamb, I assume, but I haven't been buying lamb from the store because I'm still waiting to hopefully harvest my own. With regards to beef and what I've been eating, I made a kind of exciting change in my program this week. You know, when I was living in the big house and doing my homesteading gig and raising all my food, and I was doing a lot of canning and things, I bought a nice big meat grinder that I used to use to make sausages when I was raising pigs, and didn't use it much for beef in the past, although I made some, some salamis or something like that way back when I was learning about curing and things like that. But anyway, I brought that grinder up here to my little shack. I'd been sort of holding off on that because it's a big, piece of equipment, and I don't have much space in here, and I'm trying to minimize my belongings. But I thought maybe it would have some value in my new carnivore life, and so I brought it up here. I wasn't going to get rid of it. I knew I was going to use it when I start butchering cows, when my cows, come of age and all that. But I brought it up here, and I took some great advantage of the Easter weekend sales last week, and I got quite a bit. I think I ended up getting maybe 15 pounds of ribeye, rib roast, and I got some tri-tip, and I got some, I don't remember what else, maybe some bottom round, something like that, some leaner cuts, because I was afraid the tri or the ribeye was going to be too fatty for me all by itself. But I took all of those meats, and I have been grinding them myself all week and playing with, my home ground hamburgers. And I gotta tell you, wow, what a difference! Certainly more expensive than the store-bought ground beef, although not by much on the sale. The sale price for the ribeye roasts was a little over $5 a pound, so the normal ground beef price is $3.99 here for the 80/20, and so it wasn't terribly expensive. But boy, it sure was good. And I had a lot of fun playing with the different grind plates. I used a big grind plate, the quarter inch, I think, is the holes in that one. And then I did a regrind down to the smaller grind, which comes out looking like store-bought, sort of has that, all the little, almost like the Play-Doh machine, right? The little spaghetti strings. And so I've been mixing those up, and what I'm finding is I really like the big, I like the grind left big. So it still looks like, you can still see the individual pieces of meat and fat. They're pretty large and chunky. The burgers are just fantastic. I am loving them. And so that's been really good. And I do believe that perhaps the quality of that has been, I can owe some of my improvements this week to the higher quality meat. I'm not sure, but I like to think so at any rate. And it's fresher for sure, when I grind it like that, in terms of not being, not so much surface area to age. I don't know if that makes a difference, but it tastes good and I enjoy it. So it's been really, really nice. I know it sounds like blasphemy. Why would you grind up ribeye? But I found I really don't care for the ribeye steaks as much as I like a well-done burger. I know that's strange, but that's how I am. And I have continued to verify that. I did slice off some little bits of that ribeye and throw them on the grill, and they were good, but I like it better as burgers. So I just stuck with that program. So really enjoyable and highly recommended if you can. I think it's a neat way going forward to take advantage of sale meats and, still get it in the format that I like. So I'm gonna go this week. They have chuck on sale, and I'll definitely be doing some more of that. So yeah, that's been really fun, actually, really enjoyable and interesting. I haven't had much time, as I said, so that's been kind of come home, do my emails, get the grinder out. I grind, try and grind 3 days at a time or so, and yeah, I've been really, really enjoying it. It's pretty cool, and making me appreciate my simple carnivore lifestyle, and I still do have a little kitchen project that I used to always love so much. So that's been great. So with regards to interactions on Zero Carb, I got some real successes to share, you guys. I've got a couple of young fellows in the boat shop who are just fascinated by my condition, really, and my diet, obviously. But they're noticing that, I'm fit and healthy and capable, and we keep talking about the diet stuff, and they're just going, gosh, it makes a lot of sense. So I told you about my vegan friend there, who is, a sharp wit and a loud mouth, and he's always, coming in and making fun of me and, picking on my nutritional deficiencies. And every morning he shows up and asks if I'm there, if I died yet. And, it's a lot of, we have a lot of fun. But his best buddy, who is my one of my favorite guys I work with, they hang out together, and that fella, it has always had some sort of gastric issues, and he doesn't care about food too much, and he has set himself a date, and I think it's next week, I don't remember exactly, where he is going to start zero carb. He's so curious about what I'm doing, and we've been talking so much, and so they're always coming in the boat with questions. And what's really cool, you guys, is the vegan, because they're such good friends, said, you know what, I'm going to do the challenge too. And he's not going to do zero carb, but he's going to do vegan keto. And I could not be more thrilled. He is quite overweight. He's, you know, got some abdominal adiposity. He looks very healthy, his skin and eyes, and, you know, he looks great, actually. But he's always been a heavy guy, and I think he's probably, he's not huge compared to how he could be or has been, but he doesn't care for, you know, he'd like to lose his, he was shaking his man boobs and saying, I want to get rid of these. So, you know, he's done keto. He's got a family who do keto, and he's re-inspired, and he's very aware of the health upsides and downsides. And he, you know, understands the whole carb fat thing. And he's great. He's a vegan who really gets it, in my opinion. As it were, I won't go too far into that and you're a judge, but, you know, he had high blood pressure and high blood sugar and those things back when he used to eat meat. And so he went vegan chasing his health too. And he's had profound improvements. So who am I to say he's wrong? I do believe in the long term, of course, that the carbs are a problem, but he's young and he's smart and he's doing it right. So anyways, that's just, you guys, wow. I cannot tell you, how great that makes me feel. You know, as you know, from when I started this, my goal was, you know, darn it, I'm going to share my experience, no matter how difficult it might be for me. I'm going to share it in hopes that I can influence or inspire some other people, give them some information that isn't readily out there, you know, a different story than what we're always hearing. More exercise, more heart-healthy grains, more vegetables, don't eat as much meat. You know, I wanted to offer the alternative perspective and share that information in hopes that I could help some people. And it's happening, you guys. I mean, I'm seeing it right in front of me with these people that I really care about. So it's so great. I can't tell you. I've been going to bed every night just saying thank you and being so incredibly grateful for this new focus and inspiration and motivation in my life. You know, it's just wonderful to actually be able to help people and feel like I'm, you know, at least giving people something else to think about and something to try. And maybe it won't work for them, but maybe, you know, they'll learn a lot along the way. I know that. So that's been fantastic. And then my other friend in there, who is the type 1 fella, he's so great. I really enjoy his company and he's a great guy to work with. And he sounds like he's going to try it too. Now, I don't know how to talk to him much about his condition because he's type 1. Now, his doctor, I don't know enough to tell him not to do this, my friend, but his doctor has him, so he's not on insulin yet because he's in the honeymoon phase, according to his doctor. And what his doctor told him to do, and what I see him doing, is he's regularly eating Skittles during the day because his doctor said, well, in this honeymoon phase, you don't need insulin, but we're waiting for you to crash, I guess, or to, you know, to have an event. I don't understand it, to be honest with you. I know he needs different stuff than I do because he's type 1, but I don't know why a doctor would recommend a diabetic person eat Skittles. And my only thing I can think of is to rush the progression of the disease along, maybe, so that they can get to a point where he's actually just in the diabetic, you know, world and can be managed with insulin, and then they know what to do. I cannot understand it, and I want to just grab those things out of his hand and throw them off the boat, but I don't know enough, and so I keep my mouth shut. And I was talking to the vegan, and he was sitting there going like, having the exact same reaction because he knows about carbs. So he's like, when I see him eat those Skittles, I just about lose my mind. And I do too, to really care about him. He's a really good guy. And of course, you know, none of us know what to do or what to tell him. And so he just follows his doctor's advice, which is wise, I think. And so I'm not going to tell him not to, but if anyone can give me any direction on a place to send him, or maybe just put me at ease, say, hey, relax, Matt, he's doing the right thing. You know, that'd be great. I don't know what to say. I should do more research, but I haven't had much time. But at any rate, I do feel like I'm inspiring him. And, he's talking about going zero carb as well. I know he's been digging deeper. He's looked at it online. He's brought it up a few times So that's just, it's got me feeling great, you guys. Not that he's eating Skittles, but that he's looking to improve his health and that he's probably going to go zero carb. And it feels wonderful. So those are some really big successes I've had in there. And, my work days are going great and I'm just enjoying the interaction so much. And as the deeper I go into it, the more. It's a big shop. There's, I don't know how many employees, 40 or so. So I still am, meeting someone new comes over. There's a few different buildings and I'm in one and some guys will come over who I haven't hung out with and I'm like, I hear you eat only meat. And, so there's still a lot of that interaction and it's been really rewarding and it makes me feel a lot less strange. I think I commented on that last week to finally get out there and mingle with people and just own up to, who I am and what I am and what I do now and be wide open with it and to own it. And it feels really good because, like I said, I was, timid about sharing and felt socially awkward and all those things when I started. And now I'm feeling very strong and confident and happy to talk about it without any. I don't get defensive and I don't pick on other people's choices. And it's just been great. It's been really, really cool and really good for me. And I'm definitely progressing myself in many, many ways, both physically and with my positive attitude and my ability to communicate with people in a way that is great. So they're commenting on it. They're saying, gosh, it's so great to hear your point of view. You don't pick on people. I mean, they actually just say it and they say that they really enjoy learning from me. So yeah, I guess I'm feeling like a bit of a mentor. So that's been cool. On a non-zero carb note, I'm getting a lot of kudos for my work in there, which has been great. So they pulled me off the big boat, even though it's still a few weeks away from being done and we are in a hurry to get it done. And they've got, geez, at this point, they've probably got six or seven other on the clock, staff electricians in there. But I'm the ringer. They haven't had another little boat over in the other shop, or in the back of this shop rather. It was in the other shop, and they moved it over to the finishing shop there. And the manager, the whole overall manager came and said, "Hey man, why don't you jump over in that boat and see what you can do about getting us back on schedule?" And so I got in there on Thursday. And man, I just knocked it out of the park. I really did. I feel really good about it. I had a really good day yesterday, Friday, and Thursday as well. And I did the whole dash and panel and electronics package and all this stuff. And the other electricians who ha I hadn't been working with, we hadn't worked together yet. I actually hadn't even met them. So, I did the full introduction and met them. And where are you from? How long have you been doing this? Of course, one of them has been there for like a couple of years. And they were very nice, but I could tell they were just like, okay, well, let's wait and see how he does. And by the end of even the first day, they were coming in, going, looking at my work and going, oh, whoa, you do that really fast and really good. So it made me feel really good because of talking to some of the other guys who weren't in my department or in their department, they were going, this boat, they scheduled like 2 weeks for that work, and I'm doing it in a couple days and it looks really good. So yeah, it feels good, you guys, after being out of the game for a while. It feels really good to be valued and appreciated. Jim, Beating Obesity, if you guys haven't followed his channel, please do. But Jim, I wanted to say your comment last week about how amazing and wonderful it is to be so appreciated and so to feel for me to feel so appreciated and so valued and feel so capable, all down to, all due to dietary changes. I mean, I was that guy before, but I'm so much more now. I'm so much more able to go in there and do long days. I'm so much more able to stay focused and positive. I mean, at the end of the day, these days I'm still just digging in hard and picking off hard tasks and getting things done. And yeah, it's profoundly different. And Jim, it is amazing, isn't it? Just from changing my diet, your diet. It's just wonderful. So let's talk about one meal a day. That's been pretty interesting for me. Speaking of Jim, since you're a one meal a day guy, Jim, and my friend Keto Mad. Keto Cowboy, I think, is your other moniker. I know you guys are one meal a day people. And so I'm not, a one meal a day person by choice, I guess it were, or by, I didn't have a motivation or a goal, and I never did not push myself to eat one meal a day. But here I am eating one meal a day, and it's working great for me. And it's not something I set out to do last week, because you guys know I was bringing lunches and I was just forgetting to eat them or not wanting to eat them. And the one day, I think I told you, I came home and my lunch was still in my fridge. I had completely forgotten to bring it to work at all, and I hadn't even noticed. And so at that point, I just said, well, I'm just going to stop making lunch, because it was kind of a pain to do the night before and line myself out. So I stopped, and this week I was a little nervous about it, to be honest. I was like, geez, I think I'm going to be hungry for lunch. And man, I went through the whole week, and there was one day where I was like, ooh, did I make a bad choice by not, I think it was Tuesday early in the week. And I was like, did I make a bad choice? Should I be bringing lunches? And it lasted, I don't even remember. Maybe it was just one thought, you know, a few seconds through my head, or it might've been a few minutes of feeling some hunger, but I quickly forgot about it, and it never came back up during the whole week. The whole time I never really missed lunch. And to be honest with you, the guys get to their lunch break, and I usually, like, I hear the whistle blow and the shop goes quiet, and I go, wow, it's lunch already. That means I've only got a few more hours, because I get in there at 6:00. So by the time they've taken lunch, I'm, you know, usually only got, well, I go 4 hours or so after their lunch. Anyways, it's just been wonderful, this one meal a day thing. It's not been a problem for me at all. Now, that means when I get home, I tend to cook about as many hamburgers as will fit on that little grill. And because I've been grinding it myself now and cutting bones out of the ribeyes, you know, I don't really know how many pounds I'm eating currently. So that's kind of interesting. I'm off my scale. I'm losing track of how much I'm eating. And one meal a day has my calculations kind of all screwed up. So that's been pretty cool, actually, after years and years of tracking and careful, you know, monitoring of all of my, you know, inputs and weight and all of those things. That's been slowly falling away, and it feels great. I almost got on the scale this morning just out of curiosity, and I said, yeah, why bother? You like the way you look, right? And I was like, yeah. Pants fit? Yeah, pretty much. Some of my pants don't, to be honest. I'm a little bigger than I was, for sure, but I think that's good. So I don't feel fat. I don't feel, you know, I like the way I look. So yeah, it's been really cool. It's really profound. I used to read about the Z-Seers who would just kind of, you know, cruising along in the zero carbs and not worrying, not caring. And I was like, well, maybe I'll get there. And it seems like I'm getting there. I'm not all the way there, but I'm getting there. So it's been interesting that I was gaining weight. I do know I gained weight over the last few weeks or month or so, but it seems like it's stabilizing now. And so going back to one meal a day, you know, the first few days doing it, I came home and I kind of just stuffed myself. And to be honest, I think it was maybe a little too much. There was one night when I had some discomfort, and the next day I was a little uncomfortable in the morning. And so I'm listening a little more to my hunger signals and putting a few burgers away if I don't feel like eating them, but making sure to cook enough. I guess I'm eating about 3 pounds maybe each evening. It seems like I'm eating about 16 little hamburgers, and I am guessing they start as, you know, quarter pounders. I guess that'd be 4 pounds, somewhere in there. I'm just making them all by hand, so who knows? You know, they're probably, maybe they're smaller and it's not that much. Anyways, 3 to 4 pounds, it seems like. And feeling great, not hungry during the day, energy's great. I actually come home, like I said, and I answer my emails and I do my firewood and feed the animals and move the chickens and maybe put that stupid bull back in the pasture. I keep finding him out in the yard when I come home. He's such a jerk. But at any rate, I come home and I do stuff, and I do not have, you know, a real pressing need to eat when I get home. I'm not starving. I don't have the hangries like I used to get, or the shakes like I used to get. And honestly, it'll be like 6 or 6:30. I'm like, hey man, Matt, you got to get your dinner going, you know, because it takes maybe an hour to cook and eat, maybe even more. So, you know, it's fascinating to me not being hungry. I mean, there's a lot of nights I'm like, I could just go another day. I don't need to eat today, but I know that the next day I got a long day at work and I won't have an opportunity, so I do eat. Which maybe, who knows, maybe I should just fast for a couple days. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll just see how it goes as I go down the path here. It sure has been cool to progress though, and to see that progression happening without a conscious, decision to go one meal a day or to eat more or to eat 3 pounds or 4 pounds or whatever it might be. It's been very, very neat to sort of really fall even more into the natural rhythms of my body. So really enjoying that. Still not eating any salt. Still not judging anyone who does and saying you should or shouldn't, but I'm feeling great. I have been working out, not terribly. I've been working out hard but short. I've been doing one exercise a morning, or a couple, but a vertical push morning, a vertical pull morning, a horizontal push morning, a horizontal pull morning. Usually I would have done those, all push in one day, all pull in one day, and do them twice a week. So as it were, this week, it mean you know this last few weeks, it means I'm just doing like pull-ups once a week and rows once a week, and it's been great. It feels really good. I'm doing them at a pretty heavy level, doing weighted ones, so I'm pushing myself pretty hard, but only for about 15 minutes a day, and really enjoying that workout schedule. Seems to be working for me, and I'm bringing it up talking about my salt and my workouts because I have been feeling really good. I have experienced a little bit of cramping, nothing. I haven't woken up in the middle of the night with cramps like I used to when I started ZC. And in those days, again, I just want to reiterate, when I started ZC, I did supplement with minerals. I ate a lot of salt, and I also took magnesium and potassium. And I was suffering from cramps really bad in those early days. And as time progressed, I started playing with those mineral levels and dropping them, and my cramps and everything improved greatly, and they've really not been a problem. And it seems like just sort of a normal sort of low hydration cramping. So I should talk about hydration a little bit because that's been interesting as well. I don't know how much it relates to my salt intake, probably a lot. But so no salt, and to be honest, not very much water. That's not a choice. I try and drink as much as I can. But I wake up in the morning, I do drink quite a bit of water during my workout, and then I get to work, and honestly, my water bottle stays in my car, and I don't touch it all day most days. So most days I go 10 hours there without a drink. Some days I'll pop out there at lunch and just have a couple gulps, but I don't really miss it. It was only because my one friend, the diabetic, was like, I was like, geez, I really should take a break. He goes, you really should hydrate at least. And I was like, yeah. So I tried to make an effort to get out there and do it. But frankly, I haven't noticed a difference. I don't get cramps during the day. I don't get cramps in the evenings. I don't, my mouth isn't dry and I'm not thirsty. So I just drink when I'm thirsty. And it seems like I'm thirsty when I get done working. It's probably not very healthy. I don't know. Whatever. I am not too concerned about it. When I was a kid, we didn't used to have plastic water bottles with us all day long, and no one told us to drink water all day long, and we didn't. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I did watch an interesting documentary about the African dudes chasing down the ruminants. Have you ever seen that? It's amazing. I wish I could find it again. I've looked for it once and couldn't find it, but those guys who run down those big ruminants, and man, they're out there in the blazing sun running like 20 miles after a moose looking thing. It's not a moose, it's some African Ouroboros. That was pretty awesome, huh? It's not called that. It's some weird word. But yeah, they chase them down and they don't have any water, and I just kind of figured, well, yeah, I guess I'm feeling good, so why force it? So, I haven't been drinking much water. I notice when I do drink a lot of water, I tend to pee pretty, a lot, and often, fairly quickly, right on the back of drinking it. So I don't know what that means. Maybe I can't store much. But at any rate, I'm not drinking much water during the day. And then I get home at night, and I drink as much as I can, up to about dinner time. But then what I've noticed is, and it might be because I'm eating so much for one meal a day, but if I drink water after I eat, I get some discomfort in my stomach for sure, at least for the first few hours. And usually I'm in bed within an hour after eating. So I tend to, try and get some water in me right when I get home from work, but then I don't, have any it later in the evening and none all night, because it seems to bring on discomfort. Like if I do have to get up to use the restroom in the middle of the night, which it seems like I have to pee usually every night about 2 in the morning or so. And sometimes I would take a gulp of water, but it kind of, again, can kind of, you know, that, I don't know if it's the cold water in my stomach sensitive or what, but it sort of like keeps me up a little bit sometimes. So I kind of try not to do that. And unless I feel real thirst, you know, sometimes even before bed, I'll be like, I am just so thirsty. I got to have some water, even though it might hurt my stomach. And I do, I'll have a few gulps and it's not a big deal, but if I can avoid it, I don't do it. So that's a little note on hydration. Not recommending you don't drink water, drink when you're thirsty, but I'm just commenting on my experience. So it's been really interesting, to be sure. So yeah, excuse me. So there's my daily schedule and my week and my great interaction. So I was supposed to be surfing in San Diego this weekend with my buddy, and he rescheduled again, which is great. I actually am not very excited to leave. I'm really excited to spend time with him, but I don't look forward to getting to the airport and flying on a plane. And love surfing. I'd love to go to San Diego and be in the warm weather. We've had nothing but rain or cold or whatever, but honestly, traveling, you know, is a hassle, right? That I'm not that interested in right now. Don't really don't like the airport. Don't like airplanes. Love flying, but don't like all the crowded, you know, hustle and bustle and busy schedule. It's not something that meshes very well with my simple life goals. And I, you know, whatever. So anyways, I'm not going anywhere currently, and I don't know if I will. So we'll see what happens. But we were talking about rescheduling for next weekend and the weekend after. So who knows, maybe I'll miss you one of these weekends and you'll show up with a surf video. But at any rate, I'm staying home. Looking forward to it. I am tired. My body is physically tired from this week. I worked really hard and I can definitely feel it. I'm sore. But I feel good. I don't feel too beat up like I used to in the old days. I feel really stoked. You guys, I am so thankful for my increasing physical ability, for all the benefits I'm getting, all the kudos I'm getting. It's making me feel, you know, valued, as you guys know, and appreciated. And, coming from a place, you know, years ago where I didn't like myself or feel like I had much value. It's just been a wonderful few months of progression for me. So feeling good, feeling happy, feeling very thankful for all you guys, and hoping that you guys are finding your journeys and your paths as profoundly, improving as mine has been to me, and really hoping that I'm offering something that offers, you know, that gives you guys some help and inspiration. So you guys, as you guys have to me, many of you, all of you, really, you know, anyone who I interact with leaves me a comment, you guys all inspire me. So thank you so much for that. And it looks like I am about out of things to say. I'm just repeating myself. So I think with that, I'll cut this one off and get along on my day. I'm going to go try and find the place where the bull goes under the fence and fix that. And might have to go buy some fence posts. So I can do that now. I'm working, which is awesome. And, you know, I'm going to start to be able to afford to make some improvements that I need to do. And I'm not sure what else the day is going to hold. Maybe go to the store and get some of that on sale chuck. Mostly I'm going to try and relax a little bit and rest up and reflect and maybe get caught up with some of you guys online. And basically just enjoy my weekend. I was talking about going back into work. Currently I'm feeling like that probably won't happen. I did 50 hours this week already, so I might call that enough. And just enjoy my quiet time here this weekend. So you guys, as always, thank you so much for all your interactions and support. It feels really good to feel appreciated from you folks as well. So thank you. And I'm continuing to work on my audio and video here, so I'm trying different stuff. So I apologize that they're always, sometimes the sound is terrible and sometimes the video is blown out and all that, but I'm having a lot of fun with my camera and lenses and microphones. And so I am still playing with this and using this as a learning process. And I haven't had really any time to get back to the editing stuff on the computer, which I'm looking forward to. So my poor boat video from last weekend is still sitting in there. I got to try and get that out. Maybe I'll do that this weekend and get that over to my friend so he can see his boat on the water. But yeah, I have some projects and I'm hoping to get to them this weekend and share some more stuff with you guys. So I guess that's enough for now. I will come back again next week and share with you guys my week. And as time goes on and these boats start to get wrapped up, I'll probably have some more time and start to do some more creative stuff and videos and things like that and share more of my life with you. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Have a great week. And let me know what I can talk about, what I can do to help you. And let's all keep progressing, you guys. Make some goals and let's head towards them. All righty, you guys. Have a great week. See you next weekend.